Welcome back to Forbidden Knowledge News. I'm your host, Chris Matthew. Today, my guest is Tomcat. First, a couple of announcements. We're back on YouTube as Forbidden Knowledge News Clips. We'll be sharing YouTube safe clips on there. Be sure to check that out and subscribe. That link is right in the description. You can now get Forbidden Knowledge News live 5 days a week on Rockfin, Rumble, and our website. Our website is forbiddenknowledge.news. That's also the home of the Forbidden Knowledge Network, where we feature some of your favorite podcasts. You can always get every new episode of Forbidden Knowledge News on Rockfin, Rumble, Odyssey, and all podcast platforms. Be sure to sign up on Rockfin. It is a great way to support us. That's where you get our premium content. You also get all the premium content from every creator on Rockfin. Just go to rockfin.com/FKN+ or use that link right in the description to sign up. Today, I want to welcome back to the show Tomcat, a.k.a. The Reptilian. He is a counterculture hip-hop artist, magic mushroom enthusiast, and freedom fighter. He's the main host of Strange Brew Podcast, which explores strange and unusual stories from around the world, hosted by Tom, Billy, Aran, and Anton. The podcast covers a wide range of topics from true crime and paranormal events to unsolved mysteries and bizarre historical events. Tom, welcome back. How you doing?
Pretty good, pretty good. You, how you been?
I'm excellent, man. I cannot complain. Awesome. It's been a while. We'll have a good time tonight. And based on the topics you suggested, like the Greys, extraterrestrials are one of those topics that my perception continues to change as I have my own experiences. And based on the experiences of my guests and others, are they physical beings, extra-dimensional, cosmic, angelic, or maybe even demonic entities? I don't know. Lately, I've been considering the possibility that what we consider paranormal may even be pure consciousness manifesting to us based on our perception and awareness. But then there's the Greys, like we're going to get into tonight, seemingly physical beings at times, described as somewhat robotic and at some times somewhat biological, but with seeming advanced consciousness abilities, at times telepathy, telekinesis. Seems like they have the ability to pass through solid material like walls. So lots to get into with this topic. But before we go anywhere, first, it's been a while. Remind the audience a little bit about yourself and your podcast.
So I'm Tomcat. I have many aliases. You can also call me the Reptilian. I do kind of counterculture like hip hop, where I rap about things that society would probably deem too offensive. And I kind of try to expose what's going on through music. I've been doing it for a very long time. It hasn't grown as much as I would like it to, but there's still, I have a dedicated fan base to my music that enjoys it. I'm hoping to spread the tentacles elsewhere and get it on Spotify and many different places, which I've actually yet to do. I used to slang CDs, but I'm also the main host of Strange Brew Podcast. And if you're looking for a little bit of like dark humor, just the boys drinking, having beer, smoking up, talking about everything from true crime to the paranormal to conspiracies, well, that kind of spin of skepticism, but yet dark humor, you'd probably like Strange Brew. And because obviously this is what I do, I cracked a beer for this one and have another one ready to go just in case, because that's kind of our thing is, and that's what a lot of people have, left good reviews. Of saying like this is like a conversation where you're chilling with your boys at a fire or something like, and that's kind of what we want to do. And I suggested like different topics. We can probably get into my mushroom experiences because I've done psychedelics a lot, but I am building up right now. We've covered a big episode about the reptilians, so I want to do the Greys, and I took a lot of time researching this stuff, and it is fascinating. And I wanted to add on to your point of like maybe it being paranormal, because even it is strange. I used to mess around with the Ouija boards a lot, which I think we kind of discussed on the first time I was on. As I got older and more aware of my, I guess, surroundings, what was going on, and you know, thanks to magic mushrooms, my mental health is incredible and clear. But back in the day, I was abusing alcohol and tons of different shit to kind of cope with the reality that I lived in. And when I used to play Ouija boards, I used to do it when I was like drunk or just messed up and just wanted to talk or something. It's outside of our reality. And there was a point where I was 17 or 18 where it started telling me that it wasn't actually like a spirit that was dead. It was physical beings that existed outside of our reality. And there was times where even the Ouija board told me that I was talking to like like a reptilian. Who knows if that's truth or it's my own subconscious, but they would be like, yeah, we're not actually dead. You're actually talking to someone that's outside of your physical reality. And this is a means for them to, you know, the kind of talk through a conduit, right?
Yeah, man, I've heard of things like that before, especially when you look at stories like the Theosophical Society and how they were channeling entities that weren't necessarily spirits of the deceased. And then you hear the stories of channeling of the Nine, where supposedly Gene Roddenberry got the inspiration for Star Trek. They were supposedly these interdimensional, non-corporeal beings that were giving him all this advanced knowledge, and they supposedly posed as gods throughout the ages, and it gave people advanced technology and upgraded people's consciousness and, and evolved them a little bit.
Law of One?
Yeah.
The Law of One. So I read the first book. I'm on to the second one. It's fairly interesting. It's that same idea of like somebody channeling some sort of ancient god and giving this information. That the Law of One is very interesting in its own regard, and I believe that, you know, it could hold 40-50% truth in it, or more, who knows, really. But there is a lot of things that I've read before even reading that book that I was like, all this kind of makes sense in the way they were putting the information on the table. But then again, you have to have some skepticism of like, but that's a book that really was like a combination of all the research that I've done in kind of one book. And I'm just on the first series or whatever it is.
Yeah, man. I love this stuff. And like I said, my perception of extraterrestrials and what people consider aliens has changed dramatically, especially since I've had my own experiences, and the more experiencers and people who have had these profound experiences that I talk to, the more I learn about, the more it shifts and changes. So I think there's multi-layers to this. There's plenty of different angles. I don't think we can just put it into one box. It's kind of like a paranormal soup that includes everything from aliens to cryptids to possibly even what we understand as different levels of paranormal activity. But let's get into the Greys a little bit. What have you been looking into about the Greys?
So we really wanted to dive into like the surface level and then get down to the nitty gritty, because now that we've done the reptilians and we tried to attempt to do when I first started the show, you know, you drink too much and you just get in these ramblings, when the show kind of had its first conception where you're just drinking like, oh yeah, they're like abducting people and stuff. But I want this to really be a fun episode for the fans. So we have like a bunch of videos that we're going to show, you know, the famous one of Area 51 where they are working on the Grey and like wiping his mouth or her mouth or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And so we were going to play videos like that and kind of really intrigue people in. But a lot of the research I was looking into, and we know that people around the world, right, have had these same experiences. And that's why I always point to, I've had my own experiences with shadow people and UFOs and all sorts of things. So I tend to like kind of lean towards the credible people, and, you know, they've never been crazy before, you know, kind of thing, that I tend to lean towards believing them, because if I want to, I also want to be believed for the things that I've seen and went through in my life. Right. But it is interesting as I'm getting into this research just about the almost like hierarchy, which I already kind of knew, but I really wanted to dive deep into, okay, there's the short Greys, obviously, that are like the minions, supposedly, of the reptilians, or are they their own thing? But they're like animatronic beings that are biological entities, but just kind of like hive mind. But also I was looking in deeply to all this stuff and that they're supposedly, you know, you got the tall whites, which are more kind of their own. They're doing their own thing. They don't really obey the reptilian law and order, you could say. But also there's something interesting that I found out about like them kind of playing games with us, and that they purposely do this. And then if we don't realize that the game is afoot, then they don't have to reveal themselves. And it kind of ties into I know a lot of people find David Wilcock a little too much. I enjoy him. I've read three of his books. Who knows? And I always say this on the show. It's my show is always like, who knows? No one will know until they're dead. Like, I truly believe that. But he talks about the idea, which many other people have, of like, we're kind of acquiescing to our own enslavement. And if you don't notice and aren't aware of these things that they say the government and the people of power are pushing, and you just go along with it, then you're kind of saying, okay, it's the go ahead for these demonic beings or, you know, evil entities to kind of take hold of the planet.
Yeah, it seems that these grays are associated with more of negative types of encounters and experiences where they will be having some sort of terrifying medical procedure. They'll have something done, being done against their will. These beings will come into people's walls or from the ceiling, and then they'll be able to take them away. And they're usually, terrifying or frightening experiences. And like I said, at times these beings don't seem to have a biological type of consciousness to where they have empathy or they don't show emotion
in your mind. Like, yeah. Calm down. It's okay. And it's just like, no, it's not okay. I don't know what the fuck you're doing to me.
Yeah. It's like these beings don't have any type of empathy and they're running off of some type of program. And at times it's been suggested that they could be some sort of AI biological entities that are doing the bidding of some other, like you said, a hierarchical type of extraterrestrial civilization, or even beings that are different types of beings, like reptilians or mantis beings that are using these beings for their bidding.
Well, there's we did a hilarious episode about sexual alien encounters, and David Huggins, I think his name was, I posted an old video on the Instagram. And honestly, I'll shout that out, strangebrew.podcast. We lost 3,000 followers and got pretty much our Instagram shut down for a cartoon dick and serial killer memes. Like, it just happened all of a sudden. We did a Patreon episode, and it was like a picture of me and my co-host as two different serial killers with like our faces put on them. And then we had like a cartoon dick because we talked about the story about a guy that, about a procedure where a hospital accidentally cut off a guy's dick by accident. So it got taken off. There's a guy, David Huggins, and when he had his sexual encounters, we will probably dive into a full episode on him, but he supposedly got abducted by aliens, and then they would mate with him, and these mantid creatures that I heard, that like they almost like grays, but would have like the body of a female. But he said like the mantis creatures would like watch him, and we're like, I feel like we're a rare podcast for someone who does dark comedy that we did a whole episode about the mantis creatures, and it's like there's so much folklore surrounding them in general too that is like crazy. The fact that he was there, all these different creatures, even these like short hairy dwarf creatures, were like watching him mate, supposedly give a seed to this alien woman.
Wow, man, that reminds me of a guest I had, and I can't think of his name right now. It'll probably come to me later, but he said supposedly he had encounters with a mix between human and tiger extraterrestrial that was asking for his DNA, but the only way she could get it is by having sex with him and having him like spunk into some kind of technological tube or something. So this alien sex theme.
Lured into like a hotel room with like a furry.
Hey,
it's like, he's like tripping balls on mushrooms.
That's always possible. But there is this recurring type of sexual theme with these abductions at time where not only are they taking sperm and eggs and doing experimentation, but they seem to be interested in the process itself at times.
Yeah, and that is true, because we did a whole episode about like the alien hybrid community and how there's like mothers out there that claim, you know, that they've been taken up. And it's funny because like your show, my show is the kind of same. We do like more dark humor aspect, but it's that word always is supposedly, right? Because I would love to believe all this stuff to be true. And what a world we would live in, right? But you kind of have to like, I find it all fascinating because that like connects to like the Lyra beings, the beings that are like the feline race of aliens, which I've always said, there's a possibility, right, that our DNA is actually from like simian ancestors, like monkeys, so to speak. And if the aliens were able to cross genetically breed us and use some of their DNA and create humans either to mine gold or to harvest our soul energy or whatever you want to call it, there, it's very possible that you could take the DNA of a cat, of a rat, of a bug, any type of bug, a frog, you know, the Loveland frog monster. So I've always thought that, why would we think that we are the only beings that are intelligent and maybe made from an ancient ancestry of DNA? You know what I mean?
There's also another interesting aspect when it comes to the Greys. You were talking about psychedelic experiences and mushrooms. Yes, the Greys have appeared throughout different people's psychedelic experiences. I've heard plenty of accounts of people that claim to have experiences where they see what they claim as gray extraterrestrial aliens, or they even communicate with them during these experiences. The most profound experience I heard was from author Steven Snyder. He was on my show, and he was talking about a psychedelic experience that he had. He was on Magic Mushrooms, and he said he was at the tail end of his experience, and he never has these profound hallucinogenic experiences where he sees things that really aren't there. You know, it's usually the colors and the tracing and your classic magic mushroom trips. Well, this time was a little different. He for some reason, he had to go to some kind of party that had, it was a children's birthday party, and he had to go there for some reason, and they
after
had a smoke
down.
Yeah. Then they had a smoke machine there, and the kids are all playing around in the smoke, and they had a mix of kids and adults, but he also sees about 7 to 8 foot tall gray aliens walking amongst the children and like examining them, and like they notice him looking at them, and they're like, it's like they're shocked that he can see them. It's like he's not supposed to know they're there. It's like they're doing experiments on the kids, or maybe just examining them, watching them, what's going on, watching their behavior. I don't know.
That's
but for some reason,
wild.
He could see them while he was having this experience. I also had an experience. I don't know if I talked about this with you before, but I also had an experience. I'm going to keep it brief because it's a crazy experience where I was under the influence of magic mushrooms. And like this gentleman, I don't really have these profound hallucinations, but this time it was with an ex-girlfriend, and we were doing a regression type of therapy to reduce some childhood trauma, and we got back to this very traumatic childhood event that I had experienced, and I was reliving it, and she was helping me through it, and it turned out that there was some sort of spirit attachment attached to that experience that took that took over my perception and made like it. I saw my girlfriend transform into a giant reptilian. It was a whole thing, man. She chased me around the house as a reptilian. It was like a whole exorcism thing where I started praying and she was meditating, and I like puked up all this black stuff, and the reptilian, whatever this spiritual entity was, kind of just left my perception and everything was normal again. But that just, it points to the possibility that there may be some kind of connection between what we understand as extraterrestrials and these etheric realms that we can access through psychedelics, right?
So, yeah, that's crazy that you mentioned that, because you would probably like Shane from Inquires of Reality. He told
I've
me
had Shane on.
Have you had Shane? I love Shane. Good dude. Yeah. So he's pretty knowledgeable and loves the research, and we're kind of connected now between our shows and stuff. And he was telling me a story about, he's telling his girlfriend, you know, like they're out at like a festival or something like that, and they're talking about the reptilians. He's like, I'm usually going off about my shit. And he said in broad daylight, and he's like, it was during the pandemic, someone was wearing a mask and like pulled the mask down, and he saw her skin like scaly, like almost like it looked like a glitch, and her skin went scale. And that's like, and the weird thing is, so I was going to ask you if you've like actively used mushrooms, because like I've been for the past year been using them at least twice a month.
I grew mushrooms for years, for a couple of years, and would have heroic vision quests at least a couple of times a month. So yeah.
And it's never, you never see things. I'm telling you, people, like you don't hallucinate, like you're seeing physical objects. It's almost like I always coin it to, like, in a movie, when the example I always use, like, Harry Potter or something like that, when he puts on the invisibility cloak and you can still kind of see them. Or, like, if you have a, you know, in some Fantastic Four movie where the ship is kind of, it goes invisible, but so the audience knows where the ship is, you can kind of see, like, the shimmers. So you see 3D objects that are, like, technically you can see through them, but they're still there. So I've had many different mushroom trips, dealt with many different things inside of my head, and the trauma and things that I didn't know lay dormant inside the back of my mind, because I grew up pretty rough and put myself through some crazy experiences, like going to youth jail and stuff like that. So it kind of allowed me to deal with a lot of things in my head. And the last time I was tripping, I took some on a Friday, and I'm kind of waiting for my girlfriend to get ready and stuff. And I'm laying on the couch, and I've always thought I was, like, cursed, like that I've had something latch onto me. I played Ouija boards plenty of time. I have 3 of them, you know, so I've used them enough. Right. And we just had someone, our next door neighbor, like, pass away, a good dude. Right. So I was thinking of all this stuff about what's beyond this reality and death and stuff, and how I felt like something was a hold of me. And I look through the fractals, or whatever you want to call it, these 3D see-through objects that almost look like patterns and stuff like that. And I tried to see if I could see through, and because I was thinking about these dark energies, like demonic beings or reptilians or whatever you want to call them. And I was trying to look through it, and I swear I could see, like, demonic faces come through these objects. And then I kind of told it, I was like, you don't have hold of me anymore, my vibration is higher, and stuff like that. And I tried to look through the whatever people call it, fractals and stuff like that. And I truly, because I've thought about this before on mushrooms, I truly believe that there is evil around this world, inherent evil, because I thought about, like, how deep this rabbit hole really does go when it comes to the people in power, like, say, someone sadistic like Hillary Clinton, and most people think it's surface level, but it could go a lot deeper. And I swear I saw, like, weird demonic faces coming through. And it's like the things you can see, or the thought processes you can have during a psilocybin trip, is pretty incredible.
Do you think that these extraterrestrials are something of a nefarious nature, at least these grays and the reptilians? Because most of the encounters with those types of beings are negative, although I have heard the rare positive encounter with what people understand as grays. But I've also had very beautiful and wonderful encounters, not only with psychedelics, but with meditation, with intelligences that I would consider celestial or angelic on the other side of the spectrum, that probably didn't have anything to do with gray extraterrestrials.
Well, that's why, like, is it a yin and yang, right? Like, how we are, how there is. But the thing is, are human beings inherently evil? Like, I don't know, Richard Ramirez says that, like, we're all evil in some form or another, are we not? But, like, some people are more evil than others, or is it that we've been, for centuries or eons or however long, been controlled by some sort of demonic or evil force? Because it's quite clear that there's evil in this world. You can see it within the government structures and what they're trying to do to suppress and take hold of the people. Like, I live in Canada, and Canada, in my opinion, Canada is like a communist authoritarian state. It's not there like China is yet, but it's getting there, where you're censored constantly. You'll be deplatformed, debanked. They'll take away, like, there's a, people don't like him necessarily, but there's a guy named Jeremy McKenzie who speaks out and was a veteran. They're trying to cut off his pension because of the stuff that he says, right? So, like, you see all around the world that this, like, there's evil afoot. And that's why I believe everyone should do mushrooms at least once or twice throughout their life, because it does, I think it raises your frequency and your consciousness. And I do think that, like, I don't know, there's a possibility that there is good reptilians and grays out there. I've heard of stories and stuff like that. Even when I played my Ouija board, they claim to say a lot of things, or I used the Ouija board and I was contacting maybe things I shouldn't have been, or it was just my subconscious. But there's different, we'll get into maybe some of the different things, but, like, I don't know. I feel like who knows? Through all these different, like, versions of reality, or, you know, dimensions that are out there, you know, the tall whites, you know, they could be more inherently good. Some of them, you know, some of them might be like our world leaders, where they have an agenda and they want to control, because power is the biggest, like, it's not about money. Power is, is the real thing that gets people going, that overtakes them, and they become monsters when they get power. And I'm sure that other beings could be the exact same way.
Something that I've considered that quite a few of my guests and researchers that I've had on recently have been discussing is the possibility that what we understand as paranormal and even extraterrestrials is an energy that surrounds us at all times, what we consider consciousness, zero-point energy, what we could consider the ether, this powerful energy that we utilize when we would perform magic or what we understand as rituals. It is this energy that could possibly manifest to us in a physical form based on our perception or awareness. If you look at things like Skinwalker Ranch, all the different types of phenomena that occurs there, and the varying beings that are manifested there. You have everything from extraterrestrial skinwalkers to animal hybrid looking beings. You have some that appears to be like nanotechnology or particles that manifest into animals or humanoid figures. So it seems
like a gateway, like a portal, like, and it's overlapping our reality in some regards. And like, I've always had that theory about like, you don't really, there could be in alternate realities, there could be us having this conversation at a, like a different time and we look different, or we're in this different rooms. I'm in your room, you're in my room, like, you know what I mean? Like, there's all these different things of how reality in different dimensions could work. And we have yet to like get a full episode on Skinwalker, which I want to do a lot of the research and dive deep into it, because it's so crazy how nuanced it is and how many different levels of, and there's tons of people like Jack Osborne and Jason Mewes from Janstile Bob went there to like try to find stuff, and they caught some weird shadow walking in the like in the barren like desert area, which shouldn't have been there, and tons of people have caught weird stuff that is not explainable.
Yeah, man, there's so many different possibilities that we could look at this. Is it one overarching trickster consciousness that wants to interact with us in different ways? Or is it different beings that know how to manifest this energy, what we don't understand yet, as a fifth state of matter, that they can manipulate and create portals and manifest in and out of our reality? Or is it something more nefarious, something that could possibly be made by humans? There is the theory that a lot of what we understand as extraterrestrials is our own military industrial complex.
That scares me even more.
That is doing experiments on people, either taking people to deep underground military bases, or even far worse, doing still mind control experiments and projecting imagery into their mind, psychedelics, making them see things just to perpetuate an alien agenda and implant something into the community. What do you think about that?
I think that is quite possible. And that's like this, one of the more scary aspects of it is that, you know, we all have hope in that, you know, maybe if it got bad enough, either if it be Jesus to some of my friends, which is not what I subscribe to because I'm not religious, or it be extraterrestrials. But like, we definitely know there's evil in this world. 85,000 children just went missing at the border, and they're not just going to an amusement park. I get Jeffrey Epstein might call it that. But like, the fact that there's all these people going missing, all this nefarious acts going on, and if it is the military really doing this, and that made, like, I don't subscribe to the earth is flat, but I'm always like, who knows? I don't know. I don't think anybody really knows. I still think it's more of a simulation, maybe, or I really love the idea of hollow earth, but I don't think anyone knows. Anyone that claims to know, it definitely doesn't. And that if all these theories and there's no like space, then they're probably interdimensional. And if they're not, and the government has this technology and it's just that is the scariest thought, because then it's just like, we have no hope to battle against them other than our goodwill. But that wouldn't even matter, because this is why I believe is coming is these people in power know of the technology that they have and been hiding away. And if they want to bring it out to bring in a new world order, they would be able to, because like, how are we going to fight against like thousands of drone planes that shoot missiles or cause fires, like wildfires supposedly, and all the things that they have, or this AI technology, which if like some crazy person gets a hold of it and programs it to do something nefarious, humanity could be wiped out in the matter of seconds. If nuclear war actually exists and there actually is nuclear bombs, we would be fucked. That is like the most depressing thought, dude, is like that there is no aliens out there actually, and it's our government parading around, or the theory that like the Russians sent over deformed children in Roswell, you know. Like, I really hope that if there is this amount of evil in the world and people doing the most disgusting depraved acts because it gives them gratification and supposedly connections to a higher realm, because that's even what I was doing in the gray alien research, is it talks about how these people in power have to do these disgusting acts, and this like they are depraved because they have to do this to get more and more power, because the reptilians or whatever evil entity, demonic entities it is, feeds off of this energy. So you have to be like, you have to top the evil charts to get the attention of these beings, and they claim they want to grant you power and rule over people or whatever they promised these elites. But that's one of the conspiracies. And if it is just human beings, then we have a huge problem, a huge problem. And I don't know what it would take.
Dude, have you read the book Camellio by Robert Guffey? I'm having this gentleman on next month. I would check this book out. I'll give you just a quick synopsis, because I've talked about this before. But he wrote a book about a gentleman that was under illegal surveillance and harassment by our military industrial complex and different three-letter agencies, because they claimed that he stole some sort of high-tech military goggles, and they were trying to get him to give it back or say where they were, and he wouldn't, so they reverted to harassment and surveillance. But they went to the most extreme level, supposedly. So this dude was a heroin addict. So he was not reliable. Anything he said could be thrown out immediately. But according to him, he started talking to this journalist, Robert Guffey, and according to him, they would project things into his mind. But not only that, they would send people of small stature, like jockey-sized dudes, into his house with cloaking material, like cloaked some kind of technology that they would wear that would make them invisible, move shit around his house, try and grab his ankles, grab him. They would project images into his windows that make it look like UFOs or planets outside. Then they started sending people to either break into his house, to dress up in different costumes and scare him, or just stand outside. And then the technology got so advanced, they'd start sending like little drones. This was in the 90s, dude. This was in the mid 90s. They'd send drones that were indistinguishable from UFOs and put on these displays for him. And they still don't know if they were sending in people in costumes that look like aliens, or if they were just dosing him. But he had abduction experiences that were most likely from this military industrial complex harassment.
Look at the fucking mass technology that they have now, where you can like, even like I do a horror podcast too. Shout out First Class Horror, Class Horrorcast, good Irish horror podcast. We have a lot of fun. But like the Freddy mask, you can get them latex or whatever, right? But you've seen like masks where they're like latex and so real, they look like it looks like a real person's face. Even like you can order masks online that you put it on and it sticks to your skin and you look like an old man. Now, you would have to be like far enough away to really be convinced. I'm sure there's people that would be convinced it was a real person or like a real face or whatever. But imagine the technology that the military has and even that mass technology. And then if you did do that, right, you give someone like a fucking huge dose of acid, and then you like send like these small people, you know, dwarves or whatever, in wearing some of these masks. I was gonna say the M word, you can't, people don't like that. And it's like stuck to their skin, right? And you were like, and you would trip them out. It almost is like gang stalking and stuff like that, where like you manipulate a person and you convince them that they're like crazy and seeing all sorts of different stuff. And I'm sure like they've done this to people throughout history, or at least since really the you know, the age of the military industrial complex of, you know, getting whistleblowers and people that are exposing shit to shut up or seem like they're crazy, you know, lock them away in asylums. Because I think a lot of stuff we see surface level, you know, like Jeffrey Epstein's the fucking tippity top of the iceberg, in my opinion. And it is such a scary thought, to be honest, that it is. There's nothing else out there. It's just us locked in with the government. And there's a good Hobson line where he's like, maybe Jesus was a facade. Well, that would mean that the government's God. And like, that's such a scary thought, because it's a song about his like he left Christianity and didn't know what to believe. And so that is a scary thought of like, what if it is all lies and everything that we know in our history, even about like aliens or even religion or whatever, has all been indoctrinated into us, and it's all to control the masses, is probably one of the scariest aspects of conspiracies. And yes, that's like the more rational one.
Well, on the other hand, if it is some sort of nefarious demonic entities that do have control, somewhat control over our global elite, it seems that there is an agenda to alter humanity in different ways, to merge us with technology, to transform us genetically, to change us into something we're not. This has been an ongoing agenda for a very long time, from our food and water and everything that we're eating in our air, and now to the jabby jabbies and everything else that's happening. Transhuman agenda, the attempted alteration of children at a young age, all these crazy things that they're trying to do, that doesn't seem like a human agenda. That seems like they're trying to make us something else,
so they can control us and stuff like that. And if, and I don't want to say too much about this in case this can go up on YouTube, because I might get
I got booted from YouTube, but if you, go ahead.
That's fucking sad, man. If you send it to me, I'll throw it up there for people who want to check it out. They can look up Strange Brew Podcast. We got a warning, but we're not there yet. But you also had a huge channel. We're doing big things with big people. And it's, if people don't realize that the trans community stuff and the shit that's going on with that isn't part of this agenda to get people to accept transhumanism, then you don't know what you're seeing. Because like, there's people that believe that they're wolves and stuff. There's a school in the city that I work in that has a fucking cat litter box in the school, and people I talked to thought it wasn't real, and then they were like, oh. And they heard about it, and like parents talking about it. And I was like, yeah. And I was like, this is what they're doing to the schooling system and to children, is to confuse them and make them think they can be a wolf or anything they want, and get them to be farthest away from being human.
Well, there's some that believe that this ongoing agenda, starting with our food and water a long time ago, has been a slow attempt to alter us genetically so that we're easily more able to be merged with a form of technology in the future, which is quickly becoming our reality.
And you can see it there. I saw a video of people, they're testing. They had the ones with the jibba jabby, the jabba dabba do on one end, and the people that didn't have it on the other. And they were in a place where they couldn't pick up any frequencies. And the people that got the jabba dabba do were fucking picking up a frequency.
Yeah.
And it's just like, and I've always been against this stuff. It's very funny because I, at the beginning of the show, I had, I've tons and tons of ideas I write out. And one of the first one was about the history of vaccines. And I don't want to say too much because it's always sketchy to talk about that stuff. So when we do it, it will have to go on Patreon or something specific, because I've done a lot of research in that stuff, and there's something nefarious going on. And if people really believe that the government knows anything that is good for you, then you will be gravely mistaken, because it's all about an agenda. Even left, right, because of the stuff I speak out openly, and in my views and my message have been shared thousands upon thousands of times in social media. And everyone's like, oh, I'm a crazy white right wing conservative or something like that. I don't align with any government. I'm an anarchist and a libertarian, if anything. And it is crazy, because that's the scariest thought. Is it just That, but I really do believe, man, like to be human is to be humane. And I think that whatever God is or whatever energy exists, the positive energies outside of this world, we're connected to whatever that is. Cause I believe in your higher self, that we are much more than these physical beings. I've seen proof of this in my own life. Even I want to tell you a theory I have on mushrooms, which is kind of connecting to the inner being. But like I've seen enough proof that there is something beyond this reality, and I've seen crazy shadow people, like stuff that like I felt like shadow people were trying to rip out the soul from my body. So many things, right? Like, so if that exists, then there must be positive beings that are trying to help us. But I think that I really do think that they've held on to us, the evil beings, the dark energies, and they've held on to us. And because of our free will, they're supposed to be allowed to do this because we acquiesce, like I said, to our own enslavement. And then the positive being want us to intervene, but they need us to awaken. Like I've said, no one's going to save you, not Trump, not Pierre Poilievre in Canada, not Jesus, not God. It's up to us to awaken humanity and become stronger. And then once we collectively realize the government has always been inherently bad, I feel like the veil will start to drop. And I think we're starting to see it right now.
Yeah, I agree 100%. We're starting to see that right now. That's what humanity, I believe, is collectively going through, is these layers of awareness are just peeling away, and we're starting to see the system for what it is. And the more we see how false the Abrahamic religions were, the education system, the medical system, pharmaceuticals, everything that surrounds this false reality, the more it falls away, the more they're going to make attempts to try and keep us asleep and a part of this system. Because if we're not participating in the system, there is no system.
No, and they it's need eventual. Us to survive. Yeah. If they are using our energy and exhuming our energy, that they need us to be within the system. And that's why it's always find it funny when the people that have blinders on, they're like, no, I want to live my fantasy world. Please don't take me out. And then they like, there's people that are literally trying to go back, quotations, into the matrix, that like don't want to think about the things that they've learned about or known. And there's people that like, I've known people that like my buddy, his wife does not want to see through the stuff. She tries to, but she's pushing back. Like their kids are suspended because they're not up to date with their shoddy shots. And then, so he's like, no, we're not doing this. And they make you sign some form and saying that you're endangering your child and all sorts of horrendous stuff, which is not true. And then, so you see this divide in people that want to live in the fantasy world. And that's why, like, I know, like, not a lot of people maybe or may not, but like, it's more of a physical realm podcast about politics. But I do really enjoy Tim Pool, and yeah. I only recently started getting into his stuff. But I like Luke Rakowski or whatever. I followed him for a long time, and didn't know that he was on Tim Pool's show, and saw that they're doing stuff with Alex Jones stuff. I was like, wow, I can check this out. And then I've listened to a show consistently and enjoyed it because they kind of sit in the fence of a lot of things, and they were talking deeply about the AI stuff and how far this can go of like putting people inside this AI headset. And then it's like, you are the hottest, most smartest man, strong, buff, or whatever, or you're a female, whatever, now you're a girl, and that you can be whatever you want in this false reality where it's like Ready Player One. And then people will never want to escape that. They will live inside of that and maybe just come out of it in this dark room to eat some chips or something like that. And I really do think that that's what they're trying to do to humanity, is put us in these boxes. Mm. And then who knows, like the Matrix, like where a potato is like just take our energy.
What if we're already in that? What if they're trying to put us in a matrix within a matrix? So we have no idea where we're coming, where we're going. We don't know what our real reality is. You mentioned AI. What do you think about some of those advancements going on right now? I mean, it's so rapidly taking off and the technology is
so
growing.
Fast.
It's terrifying, some of the things that are coming out with the AI art, ChatGPT, deep fakes. It's very concerning.
They can make you like think like Trump is like, I eat children. And then it's just like, and then people are like, he said he eats kids. And it's just like, it's like, no. And then like they need technology to be able to combat that, which like Elon Musk is, I do not believe he is a good dude, but he's been saying some, he's like, seems to be pressing against it where it's a controlled opposition, but is it, or is he just someone who's rich that doesn't really like where it's going? It's such a battle between some of these people. Like, I don't care if people think care or not, but I love David Icke. I'm reading his Children of the Matrix books right now. Always liked the dude. Always, he woke me up to stuff that I never was aware of.
I've had David on a couple times.
I've been trying to get a hold of him. His daughter did say he was fairly busy recently and stuff like that with his new book. I would love to talk to him. Like, he's someone that, like, Billy, my co-host, has known me since I was like 18, can subscribe to that. I've always talked about that stuff, and David Icke, and he woke me up. And I don't know who is really controlled opposition or not, but the fact that there is these AI deepfakes and stuff going on, where how will you know if anything is real in the next 2 to 3 to 4 to 5 years? Anything you see, any video, it could all be doctored. And the fact that people saw clips of Tucker Carlson saying outlandish shit and they were claiming it was real, but it was a deep fake. So you have all these things of, like, how are people going to be able to discern what is real information and what is not?
There is some that claim that a lot of what we've been interacting with in the media, even for the past 10 to 15 years, may have been this deep take technology that they've just been rolling out slowly because, hell, I believe that the technology that our military industrial complex has and some aerospace companies that are contracted by the government have technologies that are 50, 100, some say it's 500 years ahead of anything that we could ever have our hands on today. So who's to say that they aren't utilizing some of this extreme advanced technology to deceive us in insane ways? Already, you know?
I know, because people think that Elon Musk doesn't even exist. He's not like a real person. And he's just like part of this shit. And it's like, you never know what, like, I agree with you. Like, people have said for a long time that, like, the military was 50 years, 100 years ahead of us, right? And maybe they're starting to roll it out. Because I've seen stuff where people are using technology to be able to decipher these deep fakes. And I've seen ones where someone was deciphering it. And I don't know what technology – I don't know what app or there's not an app. I think it's something that some sort of genius computer engineer figured out and how to decipher this shit. And they were showing like videos of one of the school shootings and how it was detecting deep fakes on all the people that were in the room. Like, in it, when it was outside, not in the room, but they're outside talking and interviewing them. And it, two of the people that they were interviewing, it detected deep fake technology on their faces.
No shit.
It's like, how do we know what the fuck is real or not? And I want to drive that home for people because if you don't mind, maybe I'll release this on my own show too. Is like,
yeah, of course.
It is. It's crazy, dude. Like, I don't understand how people can even know if what's real or not. And then you have this divide and conquer tactic of people arguing about what a fucking boy is or a girl is. And I think that's all part of the thing, is to get, especially the leftist people, to detach themselves from the moral fiber of what it is to be human.
And just in the past couple of months, I think I've seen people share videos of Biden where it looks like his face is either melting or he's got a mask or it's like there's flaps or something.
Yeah, the mask tech is weird because that's possible. Yeah. His ears don't match up. I don't know where you want to take this, but I want to tell you my theory. I think you'll like it on magic mushrooms, right?
Yeah.
So I've enjoyed my time doing this. I've had many different experiences. I've never thought anything was negative. There's been times that have been darker, more sinister experiences too and stuff like that. But I go outside all the time, right? Walking around, just tripping balls. I live out in the country, thank God, because it's funny. When I was younger and wanted to do hip-hop, I wanted to go to Toronto and be a famous rapper. And it's just like, nah, I'd rather go in the middle of the woods like fucking Ted Kaczynski and hide away. And so I have this tree out back, and it, like, every time I'm on mushrooms, it seems to like wave at me. In its branches, it looks like it's waving. Such a weird thing, right? And I do think that they're aware. When you're on magic mushrooms, I've heard this before too, and I don't know if this is my theory, but this is what I kind of came to. I'm sure people like Terrence McKenna have talked about, which is interesting. He had his own UFO encounter. Like, he was tripping balls on mushrooms, saw a UFO, like, and change colors and all sorts of crazy shit. And some people like him, some people don't. I like his brother. I like to do a lot of Dennis McKenna stuff. Terrence McKenna's an interesting dude. I don't agree with all the machine elf stuff and some of the weird stuff that he got into, considering that guy's done mushrooms a fair amount now. But, like, I feel like when you're on mushrooms, I always thought you were tapping into something outside of this physical reality, which I think is still true. But I think you're tapping into like plant consciousness, whatever the consciousness and the energy that resides within nature or like Mother Earth and stuff like that. I feel like you're tapping into that because the mycelium is underneath the ground and connects everything, right? Like we did a fun Patreon episode. We started something called Strange Stogies where we smoke cigars at my buddy's bar and just like talk about everything and anything, right? And I found this article how like mycelium supposedly have a vocabulary up to 50 words that you could replicate like would be English, but it's through like a bio electric signal. And mycelium that is connected talks and talks often, is what the article said, which I'm like, that's wild. So you have all these things that are connected to the ground. It's something that like eats dead things and brings them back to life. So I always thought you're connecting to the idea of plant consciousness and that like that energy, that residency that they exist in. And I made a joke when I was like tripping balls. I went out for a walk with my girlfriend and like I'm sorry, it was a hot day, so I started to sweat and like it kind of hits me. I'm like, oh, I need to go inside. I can't talk to anybody right now. And I'm like, just whoa. Like, and I was like, man, is this what fucking plants see? And then my fiance upstairs is like, plants can't see. I'm like, I know that, but like, is this what they, is this, am I seeing into their, tapping into their reality to some extent? And that's such a weird thought. That was like some of the weirdest thing I've ever picked up on mushrooms. I learn a lesson every time. But I want to know your thoughts on that because that show was tripping me out. It's the same thing with David Icke did his ayahuasca trip and he talked to Mother Earth for like 5 hours. He connected to Mother Earth.
I think there's something to that. For my personal experiences with mushrooms, I grew them myself. I would talk to them. I would send them vibrations of
That's
love and
cool.
energy. And I felt like several times during my experiences that I could see the mycelia, that I was part of that I was one with all the mycelia traveling throughout the whole planet and was connected to everything. And I've had plenty of moments like that through my
That's
experiences.
cool.
So I think there's definitely something to that, that there is plant consciousness. And what, when we ingest the psychedelics, that we get to experience some of that consciousness.
Yeah, and like we did an episode which I never even knew existed, but about plant cryptids and how there's like cryptid like the creatures that are like obviously you have things that are not super conscious, but like the Venus flytrap and plants like that. But there's supposedly people that have like in old stories within Africa of like these cryptid creatures that will take hold of people and that they're like alive and thinking and stuff like that. And like some monsters, there's one guy named Mossman, which is kind of fun. It's like Mothman, but he's covered in moss. So I was like, that's kind of a fun one and stuff like that. Cause like the I really do enjoy mushrooms. I think you have to be careful of doing them too often because I've definitely had that times where I think I'm dying. And then you never are. But like some of those high trips where you don't feel good and you're like, oh, am I dying slowly? And you know, and I've said that, you know, a lot of the psychonauts like Timothy Leary, Terrence McKenna, they all like died fairly early. And I've had that thought of like, yeah, don't abuse it, be careful kind of thing. But it's changed my life in numerous ways. So the people that have not tried it and don't have access to it, and if you have a trusted source, it could change your life forever.
I agree, man, and I don't ever suggest anyone do psychedelics. I think for me personally, they were a wonderful tool. They were a
Not for
great,
everybody.
they are not for everybody. They were a great tool for myself to handle emotional stress and trauma and evolve my consciousness in many different ways. But I think that what's happening now with psychedelics is a little concerning, especially with when you look at what they're trying to do with pharmaceutical companies,
That's what
mind
I've said,
mapping
man.
DMT, I don't think that this is something that you should take the natural aspects away from it,
They're trying to
especially use
synthesize
it,
it, dude. I'm like,
synthesize
what
it
the
in for
fuck, man?
pharmaceuticals, right?
That's so stupid. They can put anything they want into it. I got a trusted source that I get it from BC where it's like, I trust this site and stuff like that, use them for a long time. But like some people can't handle it. And I truly believe stuff like how, you know, Joe Rogan has mentioned it of saying like the people that can't handle it usually is because they can't accept it. You need to like let go. My co-host Billy, you know, if anyone's a fan of this, go check out my show, because you guys would, if you like a fun time, Billy is just a riot. I've known him for a very long time, and he's not into really any of this stuff. He just works and kind of like, he's mostly just works all the time, and is a salesman, and he worked as a bartender, and I was always that friend, and we worked in the kitchens together that was like, all the reptilians are going to take over the world and shit when I was like 19. And he's just a funny comical guy that we always bring him in. He goes in blind to all these episodes where I'm just like, hey, we're doing this. He has no research done. And he reacts in this like wonderfully comical way. And he did mushrooms once. He did a 7-gram tea. Didn't know Ooh. He did. Not even, he ate 7 grams. So the first Ooh. Time he did, his brother had the mushroom set aside, and then his brother made a tea and then came back. And then he's like, where's the rest of the mushrooms? And Billy's like, what do you mean the rest? He's like, I thought that was yours. He's like, bro, you just took like 7 grams. What the fuck are you thinking? He's like, what? And then like it set in, and all he said was, he couldn't get out the words, I'm so fucked, and he couldn't do it. And he was like, he didn't let go. So he even tried to write it down and went, I'm so fucked. And then he even tried to do it on a PlayStation remote to try to type it out. Couldn't do it. And because I believe he wouldn't let go. And then, so I gave him a couple microdoses to do, and he was like, I don't like it. And I'm like, yeah, cause you need to really, he's like, I felt really weird. And I'm like, yeah, it's especially on microdoses when it's just kicking in a little, you'll feel really weird. You might not even see anything, you might feel queasy and then just like have different thoughts. And I really do believe the people that can't handle it is because they're putting up a wall. That's, and you need to let down that wall.
Yeah, I agree.
That maybe have had scary experiences.
Yeah, I mean, for me personally, I would not be able to completely enjoy my experiences until I could explore whatever the thing it was that I really needed to work on in that moment. It was like having a therapist that would pull up the most important either childhood trauma or events or any psychosis that you need to work on it, and it would bring it up, and I wouldn't have like this beautiful experience until I would face that fear or that trauma head on. And once I'd move past it, then the experience would be amazing.
Yeah, I agree. Cause that's kind of how it was with me. I've had so many different experiences, and that's, if I didn't let go, it wouldn't be good, right? And this crazy, like I on my mom's side, my mom had two brothers, or one brother and one sister, two siblings, and they both died young. My aunt got addicted to alcohol and wouldn't stop drinking, and essentially like was going into liver failure, but then had a tumor probably because the impact that alcohol was doing to her health. And because she was like drinking like a 26er a day, which is like, I could not even imagine doing that. And then my uncle was doing crack and all this shit, and they both died fairly early, around the same year, and then about 2 years after my grandparents. So I'm the only living, other than me and my brother, the only living bloodline connected to my mom. And my brother's not, he's not connected blood wise to her. So I'm like your only blood relative other than my two cousins, and that's it. And so I've thought about this idea of death and stuff like that, and what's beyond it, especially on mushrooms, because it makes you face that kind of shit, right?
Yeah.
And then so I was talking, like I was thinking about my aunt and my uncle, my grandparents, stuff like that, and like going through this crazy emotional experience because it was during COVID and I wasn't able to get to Toronto to see my aunt before she passed. And she called me the one time and was like, where's Nanny? Is Nanny coming to see me? And I was like, Nanny's dead. Like, and my mom's like, you shouldn't have told her that. And I was like, I didn't know what to say. She asked me if Nanny was around. I was like, she's not around anymore, bro. And then so when I was tripping balls, and I was thinking about all this stuff, going through this emotional experience, I swear to God, I heard her voice say, I'm here, clear as day. And I was like, whoa, and like sat back and was like just tripping balls, right? Stuff. But I've had audio stuff. I've never heard voices. I've done mushrooms so many times. It's usually the same kind of process, but it allows you to dive deep and deep, go into things, but thou, I'll always take that with me.
Yeah. It can be a profound and wonderful healing experience for some, but it's not for everybody. And like I said, I think there's an operation behind psychedelics, and there may have been an operation for a long time. You mentioned Terrence McKenna. I had Dennis McKenna on before, and I respect both of those men so much in the work they've done. But just recently, I found out, just like many of the individuals and researchers that I respected that found out may have had ties with three-letter agencies, like Mr. Terrence McKenna, unfortunately. They had
figured.
Yeah, they just had revelations recently of a conversations that he had, audio conversations where he was talking about being a CIA asset and how he actually still was before he died. So things like that just make me question the narrative when it comes to what we're dealing with modern psychedelics and why they want to normalize it so much.
Yeah, and me too. And I do think that you can grow your own, or like the company I go through, I believe, does it in the best way that they can, to be able to grow them and ship them to people, so to speak, kind of thing, right? And I wouldn't doubt that, to be honest. Like the whole machine elf shit and stuff like that, some of the stuff he was saying is, it was kind of like, I put one of him talking in one of my songs, and I can take, it's like I can like some of what people say and not hold on onto everything. Like I can I can like what some of the shit Tucker Carlson says. I don't agree with everything he says, but I can like him for being outspoken if he's a real person or whatever, but I would not be fucking surprised.
Well, it's all limited hangouts. They got to put out a lot of truth and a little mistruth, or a little mistruth and a lot of truth, and mix it up so that we have no idea what the whole truth is about anything.
Yeah,
and that's the story of propaganda.
I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, not gonna lie, I would love to do an episode about like Terrence McKenna, because we do an episode we haven't touched on recently. We do like a series once in a while called The Famous Dead, where we talk about like famous dead people. We've done like Chris Farley and John Belushi and stuff like that. But I do think it is interesting, because I feel like I heard that recently too about him being a CIA, which is, to me, it's always sad when you're like, yeah, but I was never that into Terrence McKenna as much as other psychonauts were. I always have loved Alan Watts.
Alan Watts is great. Yeah. Yeah. I love
his messages.
His messages and his talks.
Man, this is like, really enjoyed you inviting me on.
Yeah, man,
it's always a fun talk.
Let's close on this. We got a few minutes left. I want to wrap up the whole aliens thing and bring it full circle with some of the things that have happened recently with the balloons, us shooting down balloons and saying that they're UFOs. First of all, why, if we were a high level military power and we had any intelligence at all, would we approach something that we have no idea what their capability is, or if there could be off planet and extremely advanced and we're just going to blast them out of the sky? Is that how we approach extraterrestrials diplomatically as the United States? Well, what's going on?
We just covered the Battle of LA. It's not out yet, but it will be coming. And that, like, how they're like, there's like this thing in the sky that's supposedly reflecting, and people see all these lights, and they just fucking shot at it for like 7 hours straight. And it's just like, I think it was like hours upon hours, and there was like so many shells being rained down.
I mean,
like,
I get that there's a possible threat there, but the way that it was presented in the media,
7 hours, I think it was.
That it could have been a balloon, and then it's a UFO, and the stories change, and they couldn't retrieve any of the wreckage that was shot down. So it's very convoluted, and it makes me just question what's going on with the mainstream UFO narrative. Of course, you question everything.
They're gonna do. I don't know. I really truly believe that they're going to bring in Project Bluebeam sooner than later. And that's why, like, me and Billy just covered chemtrails, which is the whole planet. And surprisingly, Billy has always been, like, not super into conspiracies, but always heard me talk to him about it for 13 years or some ridiculous time. And so, like, I've always wanted to get into HARP, and surprisingly he wanted to too, even being a skeptic in the way that he is. And so I eventually wanted to cover HARP fully, like do some deep ass research into that, and then go to Project Bluebeam, because they all relate. And if they are going to do this, I do feel like they're selling the common man, the you know, everyday sheep kind of people that are just like consumed by the news and everything like that. They're trying to sell them this narrative, you know, that, and they're admitting more and more and more stuff about UFOs and aliens. And I do think it's so they can use their own technology to bring in the New World Order, whatever you might say. But like, that's what I'm like, I have hope that there's beings out there that like the supposed beings that like shut down the missile silos when they were going to shoot off rockets during certain wars and all that stuff. I really do hope that there is some positive entities out there that are going to be like, if it gets too far, but what is too far? You know, that's my thing. What is too far? You know, we're going to start putting Neuralink into our fucking brains because they've approved that supposedly very recently. And
yeah,
what a bright future we have to look forward to.
Man, it's interesting, man. I think that what gives me optimism, what makes me encouraged about our future, is the amount of people that are seeing through the bullshit and questioning it, and the amount of people that are not participating in the nonsense. I think we're in for a very interesting future, and I look forward to what's happening, because I think the more that we wake up and the more that we realize some of this bullshit, the less they'll be able to have any control over us. And I see that their control is just dissipating.
Since I've been aware and awake or whatever to this stuff, since I was like, I've always been anti-government for a long time, since I was like 13 or some shit, listening to like Annie Flag and Dead Kennedys and all that stuff. But when I was like 16, 17, I was like, always like, you know, wanting to be aware and awake and realize that the mass awakening could happen. Like when I first started doing my music, it's still out there, which is funny. And some of my old songs are like terribly produced. And they one of them has a couple hundred views. I'm like, here's listening to this shit. And my YouTube name is like Ascension 2012. And like, I was super into that stuff. And it is kind of funny because for so long I've wanted people to wake up to the mass awakening to happen. And as it is, I have to remind myself, because it gets tough and I get angry about the stuff that's going on around me. So I speak out, and in some ways, probably a little more harshly than I probably should be saying stuff, but I'm trying to really like drive home to people that something big is coming. And I knew that this was going to happen. You know, I truly believe that I knew this stuff was coming, and you know, that as it gets harder and it's getting more tough, I have to remind myself that this is what has to happen to change the world, for the mass awakening to happen and for people to really wake up and see what's going on and to push back against authoritarianism and all that's coming. You have to have even places like China, the citizens rise up. You need everyone to be on board. And through the pandemic, you saw Muslims, Christians, Catholics, all different walks of people, black, white, brown, yellow, whatever you are, and coming together to fight against an authoritarian style government. And that's what we need to take from this. That's the positive shit, because more and more people are becoming connected and being like, oh, you're just like me. You want the same things I do. It's the government that's trying to divide and conquer us. It's quite easy to see in today's society.
Yeah, man, 100%. Well, I think we can take it back. I think that I like to have hope and project positive energy out there and manifest that we will take it back. Tomcat, thank you so much. This was awesome. We're going to have to do this again sometime soon.
Yeah.
Before you head out, let the audience know where they can find all your stuff.
So one thing I wanted to say to depart this, right, is like one of, I always take something from every mushroom trip I have. And one of the things I took in the like last month or two is like, what do I want to leave here when I die? So everyone should take it. That's a good thought to have. What do you want to leave here? Do you want to leave positivity and love and awareness and stuff like that? Or do you want to, like, there's that meme of, do you want to argue with people? Like, you're never going to be on your deathbed. Be like, I wish I argued with people on the internet more. You know, so like everyone just like think about what you want to leave here. You know, because I want to leave a fun podcast for everyone to listen to. Something that's like different, and we can laugh about dark, very dark things of this world. But I, you know, the best way to find us is www.strangewhopodcast.com. We're on all podcast platforms. We're doing fairly well on Spotify, Apple Podcast, Podbean hosts us, which we might switch up, but who knows. And then YouTube. Honestly, because we still exist on YouTube, it fucking sucks your channels down. But Strange Brew Podcast, you can look that up on YouTube or youtube.com at Strange Brew Podcast. And then the Instagram would be a great help, because we did have tons of people on there, strangebrew.podcast. And we got a lot of stuff coming. Like I said, we got a great alien episode coming. We recently just recorded a Hat Man episode. We got like a lot of stuff coming on the show, and there's going to be like tons of fun. We really try to structure our episodes and keep them to one subject, but we always go off. We're drinking, having fun. And it's always a riot, because that's the whole point of why we want to do this, is for everyone to kind of We joke about serial killers and all sorts of shit where I want people to kind of be able to laugh about this dark ash,
Gotta be
this
able to laugh,
reality
man.
we live in, dude. And then honestly, if you're interested by my music, I just released a new song called Anti-Everything, which is controversial to say the least. If you look up YouTube at Raptilian Tom, like reptilian but with an A, Raptilian, you can find it there, or The Raptilian or Raptilian Tom on Instagram. And like, I think the people that enjoy your show will probably enjoy my music. I have a whole song I released a while ago about aliens, and I'm like, I'm a gray alien in the first verse, a reptilian in the second verse, and a Palladian in the third verse, and I changed my voice throughout the song.
Sweet.
I gotta
Excellent,
send it to you
man.
because I don't know if you haven't heard it. I have to send it to you, and I think you'll enjoy it. I'll just
Send
send
it
it to you
over,
later.
man. Hell
Yeah,
yeah,
fuck
dude.
yeah.
All right, Tomcat, everybody go check out Strange Brew Podcast. We will do this again soon, Tomcat.
I
And
had
until
fun, man.
next time, everyone, have a wonderful evening. We'll talk again tomorrow. We'll see y'all then.